All right. This is our special day. We've come out here, Key West, Florida. And we've been waiting all week to talk about the real things that come with Juneteenth Day. And Miss Edwina and a wonderful husband and the two cutest little dogs in the world are getting ready to take care of it. Hold on. And here's Edwina, Juneteenth, Caribbean style.
Hello, WVET listeners. This is Edwina Alvarez talking to you from the Key West Juneteenth Carnival in beautiful, sunny Key West, Florida. Myself and my husband, Edgar, and our two beautiful dogs, T'Challa and Onyx, are here celebrating Day of Liberation that happened June 19th, 1865, when Major General Morgan Granger freed the last of the slaves in Texas who didn't know that emancipation had been done January 1st, 1863. So we're here celebrating our day of liberation. Honey, right now I want to let my husband, Edgar, he doesn't want to say anything, but it's hot out here today and we are having a good time. We wish you could be here with us, but right now, we just want you to listen to the ambiance of the celebration here in Key West, Florida at the Juneteenth Key West Carnival. Oh, I'm telling you, it's beautiful here today. Just absolutely beautiful. The ambiance is high. People are rejoicing. History in the making. When President Biden on Thursday, June 17th, signed the legislation making June 19th, a holiday, a day of celebration. Now, you know, we have some people who are not really understanding American history think that we're trying to negate July 4th. July 4th is not taking away anything. We know July 4th, 1776 is the day America got its independence from Great Britain. But you have to understand that June 19th, for us as a people, is a day of celebration. For too long, we have been shackled and bowed down and held down, and our history has been suppressed, oppressed, and depressed. Well, FOD no longer exists as of today. Suppression, oppression, depression, it has succumbed. So today, June 19th, is our day of celebration, our day that the last of the slaves in Galveston, Texas, was finally liberated freedom. And that is a day of celebration. I wish that my great-grandmother, who was born in 1892, my mom, my dad, my grandparents were alive today to see this day, to see our day of liberation. I hope that my grandchildren and my children understand the significance of what Juneteenth, June 19th, what this day represents to us as a people. We are so proud to say we have a day that we can say we can celebrate for us as a people. So I would like to thank Keith for giving me the opportunity to express our views on the importance of Juneteenth, and also to let you know that starting August 15th, we are going to start our motocross the southern half of the United States, because September 6th, we're going to meet in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I am a descendant of the Tulsa 1921 massacre. My great-grandmother was 29 years old the day the Tulsa riots, the Tulsa massacre happened. My grandmother was 4. My grandfather was 11. And so it's an important time for us. So on August 15th, we're going to be going from Florida to Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and then up to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we hope that as we go along, that we're going to meet people along the way. We're going to educate and just celebrate our time together. We want to meet as many veterans as we possibly can. We want to talk to veterans. We want to let them know what's happening, their veterans' rights, what's going on, how you can better prepare yourself. These are things that topics that are seldom talked about but are necessary. So we're hoping that as we travel across the southern half of the United States starting August 15th, that we will meet you. We will let you know as we travel and where we're going to be at, so you can pull over and come by and say, hello, how you doing? We want to listen to you. We're going to start a drive, how to help our vets, and we'll be talking about that the first week of July, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I want you to just enjoy the day, enjoy the importance of Juneteenth, enjoy why it is so important, and why we as a people are celebrating today. We celebrate so many other holidays. It's just lovely that we as a people have a special day that we can call our own. And there's nothing wrong with that. So those who don't know, the politicians who don't know the American history, learn it. Those who don't want history told the way it should be told, you need to advocate it, because the Bible tells you our people perish for lack of knowledge. And nobody should go this world ignorant. Nobody should talk about subjects that they're not fully understanding. Because once you understand why we celebrate and why we do what we do, then I guarantee you, you can see the semblance and the respect and everything why we doing. So all you politicians who are complaining about we are celebrating Juneteenth and President Biden was wrong for signing the bill, I got news for you. No, he wasn't. This is long overdue. You know, you denied us our reparation. You denied us our 40 acres and a mule. You're not going to deny us Juneteenth. You know, like I said, sod stops. Suppression, oppression, and depression. It stops. So celebrate. Don't hate. Celebrate. Don't be ignorant. Inform yourself. Empower yourself. So when you meet people in the street who are a little bit ignorant and don't know, don't show your ignorance by joining the band. Show your intelligence by enlightening those who don't know. So I'm going to hand it back over to Keith right now. So all my WVET online radio listeners, have a happy Juneteenth day.
Yes, Edwina always tells it like it is. But I want to throw in all our Caribbean people. We're out here with, of course, Vibes Radio 1. We're enjoying this. And it's a wonderful, beautiful day in the Keys. And it's hotter than Miami, so better be careful. You better get some good water and some fresh air and sunshine. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, Voice of Veterans. And it's a special day. There are a lot of veterans. When I grew up, nobody knew about Juneteenth, but I was in Texas, so we knew. But when I got to California, I found out that Cinco de Mayo was another holiday that wasn't respected for those Mexicans. And we began to learn more and more and more. We want to thank you for tuning in today. And if you stick with us, we got a little bit more to come. Over and out.